Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to In Between Appointments with me, Liam. We are genuinely in between appointments here in the studio in Longridge. There's all sorts of madness going on around us, but we've got about half an hour before our next appointment, before another bride comes into the studio. But we always have time on a Friday to speak to somebody who certainly more more intellectual than me, cleverer than I am, got a lot more experience in the industry, and who could I think of better than Wendy Campion, the owner of a brilliant cake studio. I think what do you call it, Wendy? Is it a cake studio or a cake designer?
It is a cake studio, cake designer, but you know, we go by lots of names.
Now, well, first of all, welcome. Thank you for spending some time with us. I know that with how beautiful your cakes are, you're going to be chock-a-block today with events over the weekend, I am sure. But so thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. I'm going to start by the question that we were texting over yesterday or so about where the name came from. Please tell us.
Okay, well, first, thank you very much for having me. It's brilliant to be here. And the name came about because I'm a bit of a Doctor Who nut. And I've got a full-size TARDIS in my garden, like
wow.
You do. You know? And five full-size Daleks and a few costumes from the show. So, we already had a business. But it wasn't, and it had lots of different businesses under that one umbrella. But we were finding it was really, really difficult to actually get a new bank account because they were just like, well, what do you want us to put you under? And they couldn't put it under one thing. So we decided to rebrand and just do the cake side over something else. So Well, I just had a brainstorm, basically. I was in the garden painting the TARDIS, like you do, in our new livery colours, and up called the Blue Box Cake Company, and that's how it started. So, yeah, it's been brilliant. So, yeah.
I love that line. I was just painting my TARDIS one weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not often that crops up, you know. Yeah, hang on a second, what?
Well, I'd had us sat in the garage for a bit too long, and I decided obviously it happened during lockdown, so I thought, well, what better? We had the fantastic weather. I thought, I will get out, I will paint her. Painted her, assembled her, and that was brilliant. Came up with the name, which is an affectionate name for the TARDIS anyway. And I just thought, right, we'll go for this. And then unfortunately my mum passed away, and she's like one of my biggest inspirations. And for a while I just went, I don't want to do the business, don't want to get going. But then over the months I could hear her nagging in my dreams and just going, you really need to get going, you need to do this, follow your dreams. And so that's what we've done. We launched, and yeah, it's been going from strength to strength. It's really, really good. Really, really good. So I'm enjoying it.
And I suppose where we'll go then from there is let's go right back to the beginning, as in, you know, your passion for all things cake and baking. Where's that come from? You just said your mum was an inspiration. Did it come from your parents? Take us right back to the start. How have you got to this point in designing, baking, making these fantastic pieces of art that I can see behind you?
Okay, so my mum was a fantastic cook. My dad was dire at cooking. He could burn water, so bless him. He was brilliant at everything else, but cooking was not his forte, so he always left that to mom. I learned an awful lot from her, my aunts and family. I was really lucky. I lived in a really small cul-de-sac where there were lots of lovely neighbours, and we all used to spend Christmases and the summers going in each other's houses and having parties, basically. And we'd do it all communally, so we'd take food to each other's houses. And so I used to do little jobs for the neighbors, and in return they would do me some cooking sessions. So and that's how it came about, and I just absolutely loved it from there. my love of flowers, because I obviously used to do all my birthday cakes for my daughter. I really found that, that was the best thing for me, to just make my own cakes for her. But the love of flowers came about when I took a course with Natalie Porter from Immaculate Confections. And yeah, it just soared from there. It's just, it was one of the hardest courses that I've done, because I'd never made flowers in my life, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be easy, piece of cake. Yeah. No, I didn't run out of that class, I don't know, but she was so wonderful, so lovely, and I just really got on with her, and her style of teaching was fabulous, and we just got going. So, and from there, I've just loved making and trying different things, looking at new textures, trying to see how I can replicate it. So yeah, I've always been pretty creative, but yeah, that's how that's all
Great.
come about.
I'm sure you've been asked this. I'm sure you have been asked this quite a lot. But people watching this may go, "Oh, I don't know." But where's the inspiration come from for each? I'm sure you get some direction from your clients, but where does the inspiration come? And how much, as an extension of that, how much artistic freedom do you like when you're designing your creations for people?
For me personally, I love it when they just say to me, "Design me something." Because what I do is I tend to sit down with the person, find their backstory, little love story, whatever it is that they're really into, and then just design a cake around them from that. And I love it. It's like, if I get a mental block, I tend to go out in the woods when I go and walk my dog. And that's where I get a lot of my inspiration, or down on the sea. We're lucky in Hampshire that we've got a very lot of wonderful countryside and views and things, and that's where I get all my inspiration. So if I have a block, I'll go out there, have a walk around, I'll start seeing flowers, so I'll take my camera and just take pictures, write down little notes in my phone, and just go from there, really. It's just colors, textures, sights, smells, everything that just really starts getting you going, and the passion goes. And then the ideas just keep going and going and going, and it gets to the point, actually, I actually can't switch off at night sometimes. Because the ideas are running and running and running and running, and so yeah, I do get told off and go to sleep.
Are you one of them people that has to have a notepad by the side of the bed so you don't forget something, or you're good at retaining that information for the next day?
I'm pretty good at retaining, but I do have either notepad or something, just so if I wake up and I go, oh yeah, that's a great idea, I can just put it down, or I'll do a quick sketch or something, so again, I've got a visual there for me to just pop on and pick it up later on. So, but there's so many new ideas I've got, it's just getting the time of day to actually get there and execute them all. So yeah.
What I'm learning more and more about this wonderful industry of weddings and celebrations and events is, and I say this to quite a few guests, is trends are a big thing. There is trends in fashion, of course. There's fashion trends in the way that people decorate their rooms and their events and the way that it flows. Is there trends in wedding cakes?
There is. I mean, you'd be surprised. That I think a lot of people, a lot of them will find things like their flowers. They'll say, "I want the cake to replicate the bouquet that I have," or "I've got this particular style of dress and it's got this type of lace. Can you replicate that?" So there's lots of things that we can do to add in elements from your wedding into the cake form. So yeah, I mean, there's loads of trends. There's always a new trend that you're trying to follow, and you're trying to keep up with that industry. But again, you've also got to find your own happy medium of what gets you really, really passionate. So yeah, it's really good. So I've just got a message from one of my friends. Hi,
Wendy.
Carol, love you to bits, darling.
So Carol's obviously a big fan of yours, so
Yeah,
that's a great testimonial.
she's a great bestie. I love her to bits. She's She's always there for me. And, you know, anytime I'm just like, oh my God, I'm having a meltdown, she's just like, brilliant. She's just, and I'm the same for her. You know, we just, it's great that we have a great support network between all us kid makers. And yeah, we just sort of calm each other down and sort of talk through different things on how to do things. So yeah. Yeah.
I asked this question and to a lot. I'm interested in what you prefer to do, because I'm sure you can't pick, and I'm going to come on to maybe what your favorite creation was. But if a job, which there is a, you know, a cake, something lands on your desk, not literally obviously, but a job lands on your desk, someone's emailed you saying, Wendy, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
What does that look like? You know, you go, absolutely, that's brilliant. I absolutely love that. What does it look like? You know, that absolute bullseye at the center of where you want to be in your business.
I just want to keep going and going and growing, to be fair. But, you know, I know I've got an awful lot still to learn and to offer. I just want to, you know, basically push myself out and show people that I, you know, I can be different to everybody else. There's a lot of, you know, people that I really admire in the industry, and they've obviously found their little niche. And it is just a matter of you trying to find your own niche, and find your own style that people go, I can get, you know, recognize that straight away. And that's a really difficult thing to do, you know. So, but yeah, you know, for me, I think, woodland flowers, boho, that's where the real passion is for me. They're the things that really excite me. But there are lots of new styles as well, that I really, really love. So
All
yeah,
right.
I'm always happy to try new things. So
We need to know. I mean, we were on a style shoot not so long ago, and up in the north, up in the Lake District, and unfortunately, this that we had a cake designer came. She brought a cake, and unfortunately, it fell over on the way to the style shoot. Wendy, have you had any cake disasters? That's what we want to know, because it's not always a perfect world.
No, it's not always a perfect world. And yes, you know, I think there probably isn't a cake maker that hasn't had a disaster. I think the worst one was, I'd done this beautiful three-tier cake for this lady, boxed it all up. My other half was going to take it to the venue because I had a course to go on the following day. And the jam I'd used, it wasn't one I'd used before, and yeah, it had too much water content in it. Cake collapsed overnight. So yeah, so I actually didn't actually, you know, because I'd luckily stacked it beforehand and it had obviously collapsed, I realized that I was going to have to just pull an all-nighter. So yeah, so I was up till furiously up till about 5 o'clock in the morning, finishing that off, managed to rescue what I could, rebaked, stripped, recovered, restacked, got it all boxed up, ready for my other half to take to the venue. And then I had to drive all the way to Liverpool from Hampshire in 4.5 hours.
Wow. Well, hopefully not too many of them have happened since, or are going to happen afterwards.
No, I've been very careful since then, but you know, I think we all have an all, you know, one of these days. And you know, you just sort of, you know, I was very lucky. I had a good cake maker friend who just talked me through, you know, just calmed me down. So because I was just running around going, oh my God, what to do, what to do, what to do, you know. And they were just like, it's fine, calm, breathe. And that's all you need, is just somebody to just turn around and tell you that, and everything's going to be okay. And yeah, I mean, the customer was absolutely thrilled with the cake, didn't know anything about it, probably do now. Yeah, at the
Sorry.
time, you know, it really, you know, these things happen. But yeah, as I say, you know, we live and learn all the
Of course.
time, you know. So but we, you know, we try desperately to minimize any sort of risks, but there's always going to be, you know, if you're trying a new product and you're not sure about it, again, you never know how it's going to behave. You know, heat is a is a bad thing for a cake maker, you know, so humidity as well. So yeah, you know, these things happen, but we I'm still here, maybe a little bit grayer, but I'm still here.
Bit more stress, but you're all right. My naivety is coming out. My naivety always comes out on these things, and it genuinely shows how much I don't know about things in life. But of course, I'm assuming that it can be any. It's not just the decoration. It can be any flavor and type of cake that people want, from the traditional Vicky sponge to, you know, fruit and coffee and all that. I'm assuming you do all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got over 60 different flavored buttercream fillings that you want. You know,
Wow.
there isn't much really that I can't sort of replicate for you. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone sort of thinks, oh, well, I've got to have vanilla or chocolate because that's what we're always told, you know, vanilla or chocolate. And that was basically what we had for a long time. But now, obviously, you can have red velvet, toffee, coffee.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of things we can do. You know, we can cater for vegans, we can cater for dairy free, you know, all the sorts of allergies that you get, milk free. You know, I've just done a gluten free, milk free, soya free, you know,
Wow.
so egg free one. So it's, you know, there we can cater, so people don't have to miss out nowadays. And I think, you know, people are starting to learn that, you know, that is something that can happen, because beforehand, you know, people who had all these allergies had to miss out on the sweet treats and things because
Yeah.
they couldn't eat them. But now, obviously, it's, you know, we're able to do that, so everyone can enjoy cake. And what's better than cake, eh?
On when I'm sure
Don't
my
answer that.
no well I'm just thinking, yeah, I've got to be careful. I'm not sure whether Melissa, my partner, is watching now, but there are maybe a few things, Wendy. However, cake
I
is
know,
right
we
up
won't go
there.
down
Cake,
that
yeah, cake and a cup of tea, I have to say, is like, I mean, I'm a traditionalist, and as I say, Vicky Sponge is just all me. Thank you very much. But of course, I would never. All your creations, I'm sure, are your favorites. When you finish it, you go, do you know what? I've put a lot of effort into that. It's brilliant. The bride and the groom, or the party host, is going to love it. Have you got one that sticks in your mind as to go, well, actually, I'm ultra, ultra proud of that creation?
Oh, that's a tough one because I love them all. I really
Yeah.
do love them all. I mean, they're all favorites. They've all got their own meaning to me, you know. Every cake has its own story, and yeah, and like Carol says, cake makes everyone smile. So yeah, can I have a favorite? Not really.
That's all right. That's
I
okay.
just I love all the styles I do, and I think it's fun to try different styles, different techniques. So yeah, I do enjoy doing little keepsake toppers for people, so they can have their, you know, their birthday cake or their wedding
Yeah.
cake, and then I create a topper, or if they've got flowers on their cake, again the bride can bring the flowers back to me and I will create a keepsake topper for them, so they've always got a memento of their special day, which I think is ideal. You know, it's a nice idea for that. So yeah.
Very good. An important question. Is it a cup of tea or is it a cup of coffee that's the best thing with cake in your eyes? What should we be having here?
I'm a coffee girl, yeah,
Oh.
so I'm probably going to disappoint you, I'm afraid, but
Oh, well,
you
that's
know,
all right. We can't have
yeah,
everything,
but you
but
see, I can't have milk, so you know, and I don't really like drinking black tea, so for me it's black coffee. But you know, each to their own. You know, if you want a glass of prosecco with some cake, go for it.
Hey,
It
absolutely right. It is Friday afternoon, so go for it.
is, it is.
Can you go anywhere with your designs? I mean, a little geographically. You know, somebody, or have you done previously? Somebody says, I'm getting married in the Outer Hebrides, and I want something that you create. Is that possible, or do you tend to stick around the Hampshire area?
Well, originally I was going to be just based Hampshire and maybe sort of sort of down towards Devon, Cornwall. But
Yeah.
actually, I've actually spread myself out. I'm a recommended supplier for a Somerset venue. So now I've actually just it broadened my horizons. And so yeah, if somebody wanted me in the Outer Hebrides, then yeah, fine, I would do
No
that.
way.
You know, it's you know, nothing's impossible at the end of the day. You know, I have a car. I'm quite able to travel and you know, get the cake to somebody. So yeah, that's not a problem at all. You know, I'm more than happy to travel if they want my particular cake or my designs. Yeah. I
All
think
right.
you've got to be sort of accommodating nowadays. You know, you can't really just tie yourself down to one particular area. I think,
Yeah.
you know, you have to sort of try and spread yourself out a little bit. And it's also nice to cover areas for other cake makers. You know, if a friend of mine's in Kent and she's going, I can't actually do this order, can you do it? Then yes, I could do that. And again, you know, I could say, I can't do this order, can you come down to Hampshire and do that? So we do tend to have quite a good network between us. So yeah.
Brilliant. And now, sort of last couple of questions, because I know you've got a lot to be doing. Where can people go? They'd be watching this. They might be watching this live. They might be watching this on playback later on. By the way, we'll clip this interview up and we'll put it out over the next week or so on all of our social media. Where can people go to find out a little bit more about you? And yeah, how can they get in touch?
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, and that's at the Blue Box Cake Company. And again, you can find me. We have got a website. It's currently down at the moment. We're just having that sorted, so we're just fixing a couple of issues on that. So that'll be up and running soon. You can WhatsApp me or you can ring me. If you want my number, it's 07496851973. So
Love
yeah,
that.
get in touch with me by all means.
And the most important question, who's your favorite doctor, please?
Oh well, it had to be Tom Baker. Yeah,
Okay.
and I have met the man himself, so yeah, he is a legend. But one of my le sort of newer doctors, I think, would have to be David Tennant. You know,
Okay.
little bit of eye candy there.
Yeah, listen,
But,
he did a brilliant job, didn't he? He did a brilliant
yeah.
job. But you go to kind of the conventions and things, you know, you're obviously well into it, or you're not kind of an armchair viewer of it more than anything.
No. We've been to a lot of conventions. We've met a lot of the doctors. So I've met Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, you know, Colin Baker, Tom Baker. You know, we've met an awful lot of people, and Peter Davison. You know, it's really been lovely, really lovely to meet all these people. We get to meet some of the Doctor Who monster players as well, which
Brilliant.
is fabulous. So we have a good rapport. I still chat to them on Facebook a lot. So
Love it.
and yeah, I mean, I used to take all my Daleks and all my costumes out and show them. Dress up if we needed to as well, because my daughter does that as well, so we cosplay. So yeah. Bit
Honestly,
eccentric, but hey, you know.
Brilliant, brilliant. Honestly, thank you very, very much. Telling us all about it, all about what inspires you and what you love doing and what comes across with you, and is how passionate you are about your profession. And long may it continue.
Thank you very much. And as I say, it's a pleasure to be here. So thank you very
Thank you.
much for having me. And,
No
you
problem.
know, and just, you know, like one of the other girls, Becky, said, you know, don't be sort of tied down to what everybody else wants for your
Yeah.
wedding. You know, make sure that you're having the cake that you want. There are lots of ways we can accommodate. You know, if you want a really big six-tier cake, but you've only got 30 guests, we can work around ways to make it look like you've got a six-tier cake. So, you know, we can use dummy cakes, you know, acrylic tiers. We can even do like a little cutting cake out the back, but you have a wedge cut out of a dummy cake, and then we fill that in with cake. So to everybody else, it looks like you're cutting a real cake because you've got the slice of cake in there. But again, it's you know, it's nice to be able to give these options to brides and grooms. And you know, I mean, we support everybody, you know, and we don't care, you know, who the couples are, you know, whether they're same sex or, you know, we love everybody. We just think, you know, love is love, and you know, it's all about your love story and just being passionate about it. You know, this is why I love to find out the little backstories about people, how they met. That's important for me. That's important because then that's how that gets me going for designing the right cake for them and making sure it's what they want, not what everybody else wants, you know, because Auntie Mabel might want a fruit cake, but nowadays a lot of people don't, you know. So, but yeah,
It's a great top tip, that. Great top tip. You anything that can be achieved if you can imagine it.
I think so, you know, and a lot of people, we're finding a lot of people want like what they call, we call a hidden panel cake. So basically, it's, you know, it looks pretty and floral on the front, but at the back you've got a section that you could have, I don't know, like say Lego, or you could have Harry Potter, and you could have that all put in there. So it's a hidden reference, but nobody else knows. If you don't want them to see that, it's just a hidden reference for the bride and groom, or for the brides or grooms. You know, it's lovely just to see, you know, that anything can be incorporated. So don't be afraid to push yourself out there, and you know, and have what you want on the cake, you know. So yeah,
Well,
it's great.
brilliant. So if you are watching this, you need to get in touch with Wendy. If you're getting married, well, anytime in the near future or beyond, get in touch with Wendy. Anything is possible if you can imagine it. And as Wendy says, let's end on love is love. It's Pride Month this month, and do you know what? I've never been more an apt saying than what you've just said, Wendy. So thank you very, very
Thank
much.
you.
We will tag Wendy's socials in the comments below on where this video is going out over the next few days. There's clips going to be coming out of this until next Friday. So watch out for them on all of our social media. Wendy, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. As always, we'll play you a small video from one of our styled shoots over the past couple of months, so you can watch that with delight. And Wendy, we will speak to you very, very soon. Bye bye.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye, Liam.
Bye.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.